Sayyidina Uqba ibn Amir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has said, I visited the court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and humbly asked, what is salvation? He replied, control your tongue and your house. This should be enough for you. Meaning, do not go here and there unnecessarily and shed your tears for your mistake. Bear in mind that safeguarding the tongue, keeping it in check and keeping it away from useless and vain talks are immensely necessary. This is because the majority of insolence and the most disturbance that is caused is because by the same tongue. And the person who lets his tongue roam free and unchecked and lets it loose, Satan makes him fall into destruction. Dear viewers of Madarin Channel, the one benefit of safeguarding the tongue is also that good deeds are protected by it. Because the person who does not safeguard the tongue, rather, he remains engaged in talking all times, is not able to refrain from backbiting against people. Similarly, there's a huge risk of uttering words of disbelief as well, which ruin the iman. And both of these actions are so bad that because of which the person's good deeds are wasted. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, keeping tongue safe keeps our iman and our good deeds safe. Similarly, there is a huge risk of uttering words of disbelief as well. Now this ruins the iman. And both of these actions, meaning backbiting of people and uttering words of disbelief, are because of which a person's good deeds are wasted. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, refrain from talking too much. Rather, stay quiet. Why is that? Because on the day of judgment, when it will be the time to pay for what we have done, and we will be asked, why did you say such and such? What will we answer for? How much will we answer for? So safeguard your tongues and make yourselves safe from wasting your own deeds and iman. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.